The crowd got to their feet when Dipper finished the song. Birch took me by the arm and led me on stage to join Dipper. The plan was for us to take our final bows and for James Dodson to announce the final total before ending for the night. But for some reason, Mr. Dodson was not there. Instead, Sarah was being brought onto the stage. She took my other arm.
As many of you know, we usually end our concerts with a song that is a local favorite. But this time, we started out our concert with what we hope will become a local favorite, Alberta Bound. Also, Birch and I have sung several songs of our own, not only in this concert, but others as well. But there's one member of our group who has never sung a solo in concert. And since he is the son of the person we are honoring tonight, we felt it appropriate that he do just one song for all of us, one I've heard him sing many times and was a favorite of my grandmother.
Dipper turned and tried to hand me the microphone. I seriously considered making a bolt for the wings, but with Birch on one arm and Sarah on the other, I couldn't move. Dipper looked at me pleadingly.
Please, Uncle Star, do it for Grandma and me.
You can do it, Star. Just imagine everyone in the audience is an astronomy student. You always have confidence in front of an audience then. This is no different.
I looked from Dipper to Sarah. Even Aurora in the audience was nodding her encouragement. I couldn't let them down. Drawing on the courage that had kept me sustained throughout this ordeal, I took the microphone.
Midnight, not a sound from the pavement. Has the moon lost her memory? She is smiling alone. In the lamplight, the withered leaves collect at my feet, and the wind begins to moan. Memory, all alone in the moonlight, I can smile at the old days. I was beautiful then. I remember a time I knew what happiness was. Let the memory live again. Every street lamp seems to beat a fatalistic warning. Someone mutters and a street lamp gutters, and soon it will be morning. Daylight, I must wait for the sunrise. I must think of a new life, and I mustn't give in. When the dawn comes, tonight will be a memory too, and a new day will begin.
As if on cue, the clouds which had covered the sky throughout the day began to part, revealing the brilliant night sky, and surprisingly, another display of the northern lights. I thought back to what my guide had said a few days earlier, and found new courage.
Burnt out winds of smoky days, the stale cold smell of morning. The street lamp dies another night, is over, another day is dawning. Touch me, it's so easy to leave. rings in the sun. If you touch me, you'll understand what happiness is. Look, a new day has begun.
Sarah took the microphone from my trembling hands and handed it to a stagehand. She and Dipper then both hugged me. Aurora and Dan were led onto the stage along with Bobby and Brian and joined the group hug with Birch as well.
Ladies and gentlemen, the total amount raised for the Heart and Stroke Association of Canada, $10,327,000 and still counting.
I looked up, and amazingly, almost the entire sky had cleared, and the northern lights danced above us. Thank you, Mom. I love you. And I always will.